following Rupa Goswami, he describes these three aspects of what's called vigyapti. Vigyapti is submission, but it's not submission as I think most devotees think, which is that we're submitting to Krishna or the spiritual master, which is perfectly fine. But this submission, this word vigyapti, means to submit an entreaty or submit a petition to Krishna. As you know what I'm saying? But that's what it means. The next section is called offering notable prayers. But those notable prayers are not the prayers that we think where we come before the Lord and we glorify and then we ask something. Notable prayers there simply means verses, chanting wonderful shlokas to Krishna. So the section on prayer is actually this vigyapti section. And the first two elements that are described there, this is what we'll do in the first section, are this sampratanatmika and dainya bodhaka. So we'll begin with that. And this is, we're now working, I hope. There it goes. I'll just reiterate. In the Nectar of Devotion, Srila Prabhupada defines sampratanatmika as very feelingly offering prayers. In Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary to the Bhaktivedanta Sindhu, he explained that these kinds of prayers are offered by devotees who have not yet attained bhava. So if you have attained bhava, you can also offer them, but I haven't attained bhava yet, so these are the prayers right up our alley. And this is what we commonly understand as offering prayers to the Lord. You find many prayers like this in this category in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Also in the 11th chapter of the Gita, where Arjuna is glorifying Krishna and offering some prayers. So here's the example given in the Nectar of Devotion, given in the Bhaktivedanta Sindhu, of a prayer that we can offer. Now, one thing is to understand is that for devotees in the line of Rupa Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada, Gaudiya Vaishnava, we don't offer prayer for some material thing. You see? So here's the example of the prayer. Some of you may know this verse. You can chant. I have this thing keyed up. Yuvati nam yata yuni. Yunam cha yuvatau yata. Mano vidamati tadvan. Mano me ramatam tvayi. Is anyone familiar with this verse before? Very sweet. O Lord, as the minds of young girls take pleasure in thinking of a young boy, and the minds of young boys take pleasure in thinking of a young girl, may my mind take pleasure in thinking of you. So this is a prayer to attain spontaneous attraction for Krishna. This is the standard of prayers generally. Now you'll also find as we go on, because we're going to have a lot of prayers that we give examples of from the Bhagavatam, some of them seem to be like prayers for deliverance from the material world, prayers for liberation. But because they're offered in a mood, just like Lord Chaitanya when he offers the prayer, Ainanda Tanuja Kinkaram, says, oh, I've fallen into this material world, and now please pick me up and place me as an atom at your lotus feet. So he's describing our situation, but the prayer really isn't to simply become free from the miseries of this material world, it's to be reinstated as devotees to Krishna. So that includes liberation, as we know. So this is an example of the sampratanatmika type of prayer. And there are many other examples we'll see as we go along. Okay. Now, dainya bodhika. Dainya bodhika is a key understanding for us. This thing is also not doing. In the Nectar of Devotion, Srila Prabhupada defines dainya bodhika as humbly submitting oneself. Another definition is admission of worthlessness. Humbly submitting oneself means from the platform of being completely unqualified and helpless and having only Krishna as the only hope for deliverance. As I mentioned last night, this famous name for Krishna, Dinabandhu. Dinabandhu. He's the friend of the most fallen. So we're really meant to feel like that. And when you read the Chaitanya Charitamrita, or you see, Lord Chaitanya is expressing these same feelings, and Krishna's Kaviraj, and all the Goswamis, the highest devotees, they express the feeling that, oh, I'm completely worthless. I'm, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his songs, I've spent my whole life simply in material life, and now I'm coming to the end of life. I have no other shelter but you. This kind is the kind of Dainya Bodhika. So it's perfectly expressed in this song, which is Prabhupada, it said it was his favorite song. Hurry, hurry, Biphale. Have you heard this song? You familiar with it? Biphale means fruitless. I spent my life fruitlessly. So I'm going to read this translation to this song, and you can see how it embodies this sense of helplessness in relation to Krishna. Causing me grief again. Okay. Whoops. Here we go. O Lord Hari, I have wasted my life. This is a song by Narottam Das Thakur. Although I have taken this rare human birth, I have not served Radha and Krishna, and thus I have knowingly drunk poison. The treasure of divine love in Goloka Vrindavan has descended as the congregational chanting of Lord Hari's holy names. Why did my attraction for that chanting never come about? Day and night my heart burns in the fire of the poison of worldliness, and I have not accepted the means for relieving it. Lord Krishna, the son of the king of Braj, became the son of Shachi, and Balaram became Nitai. The holy name delivered all those souls who were lowly and wretched. The two sinners, Jagai and Madhai, are evidence of this. O Lord Krishna, son of Nanda, accompanied by the daughter of Vrishabhanu, please be merciful to me now. Narottam Das says, O Lord, please do not push me away from your reddish lotus feet, for who is my beloved except for you? Now, one thing we should remember, is that these songs which have been given to us by Srila Prabhupada, and now so much more is available, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song books, you can get them if you want that. And these are meant to evoke in us the same mood. So much of Krishna consciousness depends on Sangha. We know that, right? We're given right in the Nectar of Instruction, the third verse. These are the things that destroy your bhakti, associating with non-devotees. The next verse is the things that further your bhakti, associating with sadhus from both sides, right? So what happens when we associate? The mind is just like a Vaidurya gem, Whatever it's next to, it'll reflect. If you put your consciousness within another atmosphere, in San Diego, the temple is right near a corner of two main streets in Pacific Beach near the ocean. And just like less than 100 feet away from the entrance to the temple is a bar, And I often point out, you make a decision. You go into the temple and you'll develop a certain consciousness. You go to the bar and you'll develop another consciousness. We know that, right? The modes of nature, they infect you. They affect you. So when we decide, or when we get attracted to reading Srila Prabhupada's books, associated with devotees, singing these songs, you can imbibe this same mood of feeling bereft of Krishna, feeling that we've wasted so much time, not only this life, but millions of lives, just trying to amalgamate, to please the body, and forgetting all about Krishna. But due to the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and his followers, they have, everyone knows there's an opioid crisis, right? Addictions of all kinds. As devotees, we know it's not just, alcohol and drugs and everything, but people are addicted to everything in the material world. Whenever there is sense gratification, you develop a certain habit, that's an addiction that stays in your mind and takes you to another body to try to fulfill a desire. They may not call it an addiction, but that's what it is. So, how to break that addiction? Oftentimes you'll find in the ordinary course of material life here, that people become slaves to the addiction, whether it's tobacco, alcohol, drugs, we all know about that. So often it takes an intervention by a friend or family member, said, enough already, you're ruining your marriage, you're going to lose your job, come, you're going to rehab. And if the person surrenders, then you're taken out of the atmosphere of addiction, you're put into one where there's rules and regulations, you have strength from association, right? So Krishna comes to himself and has an intervention, and he sends his dear devotees to represent him. They're not part and parcel of this attachment, this addictive mentality. They're giving the knowledge and the means, and often, as Srila Prabhupada did with great effort, set up an association. These temples are like rehab area, where you can come and realize you have a problem, right? So much of the Shastra, and do the right activities to cure the addiction. Really, we're all going to be addicts one way or another. Prabhupada uses this language. You find that person who's most addicted to Krishna, and that's the person you want to associate with. He used this when he had a conversation with John Lennon and Yoko Ono, because he knew that they were addicted, you know, to drugs. So they would understand the language. But it's exactly the same thing. So when we chant Hare Krishna, which is, after all attractive, Krishna's attractive, we associate with devotees, we do the things that we do in devotional service, we are becoming cured of our addiction to matter, which is causing so much suffering, and becoming addicted to Krishna, which causes, there's no bad side effect. I mean, we've all experienced, many of you have been part of like these holy name malas, chant for all day, for like a week at a time, right? 24 hours or 12 hours, whatever it is. So where's the bad side effect? You know, it's all good, right? You come out of those, you're completely enlivened, just like a morning program is meant to be a little mini retreat. And it's enlivening because it's spiritual. There's no limit to how much you can imbibe Krishna, to serve Krishna, chant Hare Krishna. So these songs, you know, Srila Prabhupada is teaching us by his own example and Narottama is giving. So this is a perfect example of the Dainya Bodhika. Dainya is this mood, and it constantly comes up. Think of the Tulsi song. Dina Krishna Dase Koi Yena Morohoi. It's right in there. This very fallen and lowly servant of Krishna prays, may I always swim in the love of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Srila Prabhupada gave us this. We're going to use this tomorrow for the example of Lala Shamayi. The third category of the Vigyapti is Lala Shamayi. And this is meant to be for those who are more advanced and are hankering for their personal service, the Swarup Siddhi in relation to Krishna. But it's obviously not only for them. Srila Prabhupada gave us the Tulsi song. The Tulsi song is the most advanced prayer. You can't get beyond it. You're praying to become a servant of the Vrindadevi, of the Tulsi. That's Manjari Bhava, right there. So Prabhupada gave it to us. So there's going to be several. There's other ones that we're going to share with you of these songs. I put a couple into poetry. So let's go on. So this is the Dainya Bodhika. And this mood should pervade our praying. We should feel the need. When we pray to Krishna, and we're going to share many different prayers, you'll see it's reflected in the Bhagavatam prayers and other prayers that we give examples of. Okay. So in his Shikshastika, this is the ideal prayer. This is the source of all of our prayers, of these prayers in the Shikshastika. So Lord Chaitanya expresses the Dainya mood in the second and third verses. So I'll say, you say, wait a minute. Nam namakari bahudani de sarva shaktis. Tatra pitani yamitak smadanena kalaha. Eta drishita vakripa bhagavan mamapi. So I put in a little poem. Krishna, Govinda, and Keshava too, your names have no end, and in each of them you have invested your potency, leaving none out. Whenever we want, we can chant them without the slightest restriction of time or of place. O Lord, who can fathom your infinite grace? Yet I am so wretched, devoid of all shame, that I haven't developed a taste for your name. So this expresses this Dainya mood. Lord Chaitanya, as Krishna, he's giving us this truth, which is like the basis of our whole practice, right? That Krishna is in his name. He's invested it with all these potencies, and anyone, anytime, any place can chant Hare Krishna. And yet, we fail to develop that addiction to Krishna, that really ardent taste for chanting, so we don't want to stop chanting. So This is the Dain Yamut. So the next thing is, well, how to develop the taste. And that's in the next verse. Trinada pichuni tena. Dharor api sahishnuna. Amanina manadena. Kirtaniyak sadahari. More humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, to think all praise belongs to others, none belongs to me. Such qualities attract the Lord to bless one with the power to chant his name incessantly until the final hour. So I think we all understand how key this verse is. And you can see that it's exactly opposite to the material mentality. The material mentality is, no matter who you are, you may be, you know, a homeless guy in the street, still you have your little area. You know, your false ego is well intact, even though you have nothing to show for it, so to speak. But to be actually, to feel oneself, even if in the most opulent circumstances, that you're very insignificant. And this is one of the reasons why it's important to, you know, read the books and understand the actual truth of who Krishna is and who we are and what this world is that we're really very, fragile, beings. You know, we're little infinitesimal souls, part and parcel of God, and we have these little bodies for a little while, and then they're very fragile and they break down. It's very obvious as you get older, you know. I mean, but we all know. So what do we have to be proud of? You know, we've spent all these millions of lifetimes in ignorance and suffering and doing nonsense things. We don't really have anything to be proud of, and yet somehow, by the false ego, we puff ourselves up. So the first thing is Trinada Pisuni Chena, to understand our insignificant position. And then, to be tolerant, because whether we're in any form of life, there's going to be sufferings, there's going to be unexpected things happening. Just like right now, I mean, I'm sitting in San Diego, you know, this is a month or 6 weeks ago. And then we read about these horrific fires just a couple of hundred miles north of us. It could have been down where we are, but they were up north. And people living in, irony of irony, Paradise, California, which was this very high-end, retirement area. The whole thing is just devastated by a fire. It might as well have been a nuclear bomb. And people, you know, are shocked. I mean, they never thought that would happen. Who was thinking that's going to happen, you know, today or yesterday, you know? And suddenly these things happen, and they're homeless. So many people died in their cars. It was just horrific. These things happen all the time in the material world. So what do we have to be so proud about? We're really helpless in this world. So recognizing that and being tolerant, because we have to keep our equilibrium even in the dangers and the things that happen in this world. And then this problem, which is endemic to every conditioned soul, especially human beings, false pride. So here's it. No. Amanina. Not wanting any pride. What do we have to be proud of? And giving glorification to others. This perfectly counteracts this false ego, this sense of having other shelters and ignoring Krishna. And in that mood to chant Hare Krishna, you can actually feel that you need to chant constantly. Even if you don't have a taste, at least to be, you know, for safety's sake, at least for the sense of having some shelter from all of the horror of this world. But you soon find, when you chant in that mood, that the holy name becomes sweeter and sweeter, because you're really depending on the holy name and you're calling out with deep emotion. So this is a key verse, obviously. Lord Chaitanya said, string it around your neck. In other words, don't forget it. Keep it in mind at all times. Because the tendency in the material world is always to lead toward the false ego, and even in, if we're not careful. So this verse is so key. And then in the our subsequent prayers also offered in that Dain Yamut, especially this one. Nadanam Jananam also, but this one especially, and so we'll chant this one also. Ai nandatanu jikinkaram patitam mam vishame bhavambodho. Kripaya tava pada pankaja stita duli sadrasham vachindaya your servant for eternity. I lost my true identity and fell into this horrid sea of birth and death, O Lord. O Nanda's son, please hear my plea. By your sweet grace, consider me a speck of dust upon your lotus feet forevermore. So here's Lord Chaitanya taking the role of a conditioned soul, teaching us how we should pray. And patitam means fallen, right? They were fallen down. And he's not blaming Krishna. It's my fault. I lost my true identity and turned away from you. Now, please have mercy upon me. Pick me up and think of me as an atom at your lotus feet. You're not praying for any special position in the spiritual world. Just let me have that place at your lotus feet. So this is the ideal prayer. And we'll see other prayers that we go echo for this. The prayer for reinstatement and the service of Krishna, which Srila Prabhupada told us is the essence of the chanting of Hare Krishna. When we chant, it's really calling out. It's a prayer to Krishna and his dearmost consort, Radharani, to please engage us in their service again. Right? As that song says, we've lost touch with Radha and Krishna. And our real home is in the spiritual world, serving them, serving their devotees like that. So this is the prayerfulness that should inform all our prayers, is that we're just trying to get back to where we were before. You know, we now recognize our deep mistake and we're very regretful, and that's the essence of the Dainya Bodhika mood, and that pervades the real prayers. So if there's any comments or questions to this so far, don't be afraid to raise your hand. All right, so we'll go on and explore some more prayers. So now I wanted to share with you, this is a song that Rupa Goswami wrote. It's included in the Stavamala. We heard about the Stavamala this morning. Namashtika is the last offering in the Stavamala, the final eight verses. So within the Stavamala simply means a garland of shlokas, of prayers. See. In other words, it's an anthology of Rupa Goswami's many works, not all of them, but many of them. And within that Stavamala is a whole section of songs, one of which we're all probably very familiar with. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. That's one of the songs. So this is another song that's not so famous, but Prabhupada gives a nice translation in this purport to 111.26. So I'll just read this. The pure devotees are always hankering after lotus feet of the Lord, which have a kind of honey that is transcendentally relished by the devotees. They are like the bees who are always after the honey. Srila Rupa Goswami, the great devotee acharya of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, has sung a song about this lotus honey, comparing himself to the bee. O my Lord Krishna, I beg to offer my prayers unto you. My mind is like the bee, and it is after some honey. Kindly, therefore, give my bee mind a place at your lotus feet, which are the resources for all transcendental honey. I know that even big demigods like Brahma do not see the rays of the nails of your lotus feet, even though they are engaged in deep meditation for years together. Still, O infallible one, my ambition is such, for you are very merciful to your surrendered devotees. O Madhava, I know also I have no genuine devotion for the service of your lotus feet. But because your lordship is inconceivably powerful, you can do what is impossible to be done. Your lotus feet deride even the nectar of the heavenly kingdom, and therefore I am very much attracted to them. O Supreme Eternal, please, therefore, let my mind be fixed at your lotus feet, so that eternally I may be able to relish the taste of your transcendental service. So this is Prabhupada's beautiful rendition of this song. And I had forgotten about this, but I was introduced to the actual song in the Stavamala. And so I thought we could maybe sing this song. I'm going to do the Sanskrit. You'll never be able to do it. But if you like, you can join in the English. And do we have a drummer? Anyone can play the drum? And kartals. Kartals are easier. And part of I just want you to relish the wonderful Sanskrit prosody of Rupa Goswami. Because so much of it, just like the deities, Krishna's already beautiful. He's already beautiful. But when the pujaris, the skilled pujaris come and dress Krishna so beautifully, the garlands, the flowers, the dressing, it becomes even more attractive. So these expressions become even more attractive when you find these beautiful poets like Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Krishna's Kaviraj. So even this, the sound, this is the sound of the Sanskrit, then I put it into my little English poet. And this is also the mood of Dainya Bodhika, meaning that he's expressing, I can't do it. How can I control my mind? It's just like a crazy bee going everywhere. But you can do it, Krishna. Please, you place the bee of my mind in your honey of your lotus feet. This is important understanding. Okay, are we ready? Krishna bhavandam vande manmanasam adukadam apayinida padapankachamakarande. Krishna bhavandam vande manmanasam adukadam apayinida padapankachamakarande. O Krishna, dearest Lord, I bow to you and then entreat. Please place the bee of my restless mind in the honey of your lotus feet. O Krishna, dearest Lord, I bow to you and then entreat. Please place the bee of my restless mind in the honey of your lotus feet. Okay, time out. So, Balaprabhu, could you do me a favor? Come near to me. I think we'll do better that way. Bring the chair, or someone can bring the chair. Bring the chair with me. No offense, but I think we'll do better that way. Okay, even the Karto player is here too, and this is great. All right, we'll start in the second verse. You ready? Dun 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 dun. Yadapi samadushvedadapi pashyati nanamamakagamarichim. Idamicham in the shamitavachita tadikvabhadavicham. Though even Brahma, deep in trance, cannot achieve his goal. A glimpse of your effulgent toenail soothing to the soul. Because, O Lord, I've heard of your compassion's endless waves. That very vision is the only boon my poor heart craves. Krishna bhavandam vande manmanasam adukadam apayinida padapankajam akarande. O Krishna, dearest Lord, I bow to you and then entreat. Please place the bee of my restless mind in the honey of your lotus feet. Now, O Krishna, dearest Lord, I bow to you and then entreat. Please place the bee of my restless mind in the honey of your lotus feet. Bhakti-ru-dhanjali-yanyadi-madhara-natri-mamati-lamatri Padmeshwara-tata-tata-pitta-bhadika-durga-dha-ghanana-bhadhatri. O Madhava, despite great effort, I have not attained. A drop of pure devotion, this has brought me untold pain. Yet though it seems impossible to ever fill this need, your monumental power gives me hope I shall succeed. O Krishna, dearest Lord, I bow to you and then entreat. Please place the bee of my restless mind in the honey of your lotus feet. O Krishna, dearest Lord, I bow to you and then entreat. Please place the bee of my restless mind in the honey of your lotus feet. I am a belord at the yadisanat and the kaladhad busodasabaram. Nivisachinitya mahamati nindinivindan madanimasaram. Today, eternal Lord, my mind is fixed upon your feet. And so I'm tasting endless mellows, wonderful and sweet. I pray that for eternity, my mind, my very side, to relish luscious honey that defeats ambrosia's pride. O Krishna, dearest Lord, I bow to you and then entreat. Please keep the bee of my restless mind in the honey of your lotus feet. O Krishna, dearest Lord, I bow to you and then entreat. Please keep the bee of my restless mind in the honey of your lotus feet. In the honey of your lotus feet. In the honey of your lotus feet. Sorry, I couldn't resist. So, entreat. It's an entreaty. It's an entreaty. It's a prayer. So this is the offering of Rupa Goswami. And there's like 40 songs like that. So, Don't forget, just get my email. I'll send the Stavamala to you. You can learn these. So this is it's a prayer, obviously, in that mood of, I can't do it. I can't control my mind. But you can do it, Krishna. You please, you know, give me the strength to do it. You put the bee of my mind in your honey. So I'd like to just now just go to some of the prayers, some of my favorite prayers over the years that the pull out of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is an ocean of prayers. And these are some of the ones that especially struck me, and we'll contemplate a little, see how far we get. There's many. I may run out of time here because I thought I had an hour and a half. But anyway. So this is we'll start with Prahlad. Prahlad is, Prahlad's prayers and his teachings, very important part of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And you'll find in the prayers of Prahlad to Nrisingadev, the last, near the end, there's two prayers that really characterize the whole preaching mood and the whole preaching mission of this sampradaya. I won't get into those. I didn't bring those, but Naivo Drijay Padatarati Davaitaranya. So Lord, Prahlad says to Lord Nrisingadev, I'm not at all disturbed in this world because wherever I am, I can chant your glories and merge my mind in an ocean of nectar. And he proved it when he was able to withstand the onslaught of Hiranyakashipu and his henchmen were trying to kill him. How disturbed would we be, even if someone told us that, okay, now it's time, I'm going to put you into a big pot of boiling oil. Even before we get into the oil, our mind would go nuts, right? But Prahlad, he's just completely entranced and nothing could hurt him. So he showed that. But then he says, amazingly, I am disturbed. Shoti tatova mukache. By all of these fools and rascals, not you, who have turned away from you and are trying to enjoy Maya Sukaya. You know the verse. But some of you may be familiar. Prabhupada says in the purport, he's simultaneously blissful and disturbed at the same time. Paradukha duki. That's what it means. And the next verse is caps it off. Perfectly embodies the mood of preaching in this sampradaya. Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, so and so forth. He says, for the most part, these transcendentalist sages, they're just concerned for their own liberation. Because in mukti kama, it's a type of lust, it's a type of material desire. And because they want their own liberation, the hell with everybody else, they go off into the mountains, into the caves, alone to meditate and get their liberation. You see? But I'm not like that. I'm not going to look after my own. I'm going to stay in the cities because I don't see anyone else but you, O Lord, who can save them, and I have to give them you. I'm the medium by which they can get you. That's precisely the mood that Srila Prabhupada had. Left peaceful, blissful, idyllic Vrindavan and came to New York City. I lived in New York City. And when you walk up Broadway in those days, you know, or Times Square, which Prabhupada did, trying to sell his books, find some bookstores, you know, it was just a horror show. All kinds of pornographic movie theaters on each side and all the dirt and the noise and the whole thing. And Prabhupada was just floating along. He sacrificed that peacefulness for us. And that manifested as this movement. So this is idyllic. But so Prahlad has many wonderful prayers. And here he takes the role, as he often did, as a conditioned soul. And then he prays this prayer. So please join me in this one. This is a beautiful prayer. We're really going to run out of time here. Yasmat priya priya viyoga sa yoga janma. Shokagni nasa kalayona shadaya mana. Dukkaushadanta dapi dukkha badaddiyaham. Bhuman bhamami varame tabadasya yogam. So Prahlad says to Nrisingadev, O great one, O supreme lord, due to misidentifying myself with the body, I have been put into a most regrettable position, contacting displeasing circumstances and being separated from pleasing circumstances on heavenly and hellish planets as if burning in a fire of lamentation. Although I have tried many remedies to get out of this miserable life, all such material remedies are more miserable than the miseries themselves. Therefore, I think that the only remedy is to engage in your service. Kindly instruct me in such service. So the prayer is that I've tried everything to mitigate my miseries and try to live in this world, but I have failed. So now please enlighten me about devotional service. Same mood as Arjuna. at the beginning of the second chapter of Gita, right? He had all these, he's in a difficult spot because he's faced with having to kill his worshipable guru, Dronacharya, Bhishma Dev, and so many friends and relatives. So he's completely puzzled about Dharma. What is the right thing to do? So he takes the proper step, surrendering to his guru, who's Krishna himself, and now instruct me. So that's the same mood that Prahlad has here. So this is a wonderful prayer. Another one from Prahlad. And now, after the whole thing was over and Hiranyakashipu had been killed, he offers his prayers. And then Lord Nrisingadev offers him any benediction you want, anything you want. So Prahlad complains. He says, why are you tempting me, my lord? I'm not a vanik. I'm not some merchant doing business with you. I simply want to be situated in your service. But then he sees that Nrisingadev wants to give him something, you know, and this is his service, to accept something from the Lord. So here's what he prays for. Yadi dastasi me kamam vadang strung vadadarshabha kamanam ridyasam roham bhavadastu vinevaram. O my Lord, best of the givers of benediction, if you at all want to bestow a desirable benediction upon me, then I pray from your Lordship that within the core of my heart there be no material desires. Isn't that a great prayer? We can offer that prayer. Now he also asked for one other thing, you remember? That his father would be delivered. I said, don't worry, so many generations back and forward are delivered already. That was the other thing he asked. He didn't ask anything for himself. He asked that he would not ever ask anything for himself. This is the sign of the purest devotee. He asked for liberation from material desire. Now, the next prayer is similar to this. It's not offered in... It's also by Prahlad. This one has a special twist to it. First of all, just a little background. I had the opportunity to work on this chapter of the Bhagavatam, the original editing, back in 75... Some of you may know the history of ISKCON, the production of Bhagavatam. It was part of the 17 books in 2 month marathon. Have most of you heard of that back in 75? So many books had been backed up. Prabhupada gave the edict. You know, they consolidated in Los Angeles to make everything more efficient. And they thought, we can produce two books a month, Prabhupada. It took us a year to produce two books back in Brooklyn. And it was a long story. And Prabhupada said, no, you have to produce all 17 books in 2 months. And Ramasar, who's in charge, that he said, that's impossible. And Prabhupada said, impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary. And that reverberated throughout the whole movement. And when the devotees actually took on the impossible, and it was pretty impossible, working all night, I mean, the devotees who were typing 24 hours, the whole movement was inspired. It said, oh, we didn't think we could distribute these books, now we know we can go out and do so many things. So I had the opportunity, it's a long story, to work on this marathon. And part of the work was these prayers, not in the seventh canto, but in the fifth canto. If you read the residents of Jambudweep offer prayers, some of you are familiar with Bhagavatam. So one of those residents is Prahlad, and he has two or three prayers. And this one, I'm working on it. You know, it's not published yet. And I read at the end of the purport, look at note, Srila Prabhupada writes in his purport, any devotee aspiring to be free of material desires should offer his respectful prayers to Nrisingadev as Prahlad Maharaj did in this verse. And many devotees, having read that, memorize this. It's not a verse, it's actually prose. But if you'll join me, I'll chant a little bit at a time. It's quite amazing with all the repetition. When you see repetition in Sanskrit, it means high emotion, intensity, emphasis. Okay, we'll do a few phrases at a time. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasinghaya. Namaste Jas Tejase. Avravir Baba. Vajranaka Vajradangstra. Karma Shayang. Randaya Randaya. Tamo Grasa Grasa. Om Swaha, Abhayam Abhayam, Atmani, Bhuhishta Om Kshraum. Now that word Kshraum, those of you who do deity worship, You know that there's these seed syllables that you chant, aing and kleem, for the deities. Many of you don't know that. But this is the seed syllable for Nisringadev, this traum. And what it is, you can just hear him ripping apart Nisringadev. Don't you hear? Traum. It's not the right sweet, you know, shreem and kleem like you have for Radha Krishna. Traum. Is it? Sanskrit is like that. It sounds like what it means. We learned that, right? That's, the meaning is in the sound. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Nisringadev, the source of all power. O my Lord, who possess nails and teeth just like thunderbolts, kindly vanquish our demon-like desires for food of activity in this material world. Please appear in our hearts and drive away our ignorance so that by your mercy we may become fearless in the struggle for existence in this material world. So, Prabhupada said, if you want to become free of material desires, you should offer this prayer. So you can read it or you can memorize it. All right, moving along. Let's see. Okay, now this is a prayer by Uddhava. I was really struck by this prayer. It's in the same mood as Prahlad's first prayer, where he's praying for the Lord to instruct him. So it's the middle of the Uddhava Gita. Some of you may be familiar. This is Krishna's instructions to Uddhava in the 11th canto. And let's see. Dashtam janam sam patitam vilesmin. Kalahinachudnusukorutarsham. Samudharayanam kripaya pravagyar. Pachobidasincha mahanubhava. O Almighty Lord, please be merciful and uplift this hopeless living entity who has fallen into the dark hole of material existence where the snake of time has bitten him. In spite of such abominable conditions, this poor living entity has tremendous desire to relish the most insignificant material happiness. Please save me, my Lord, by pouring down the nectar of your instructions which awaken one to spiritual freedom. Somehow this really touched me. This idea of, you know, despite being in such a dangerous condition, and we can sometimes experience ourselves. We know the philosophy. We know the urgency of advancing in devotional service. And yet still there's these insignificant little attachments that we don't give up that kind of are like ball and chain on our attempt to go back to Godhead. So it's very striking. Okay, let's see what else we have here. Okay, come on. Okay, Queen Kunti's prayers. Now, so this prayer is one of my favorites of all time. Tvayameya nannivishaya matir madhupate sakrit ratamun vahata radha gange vaugumadanvati. O Madhu's Lord, please ever fill my mind with thoughts of thee, not any other kind. As Ganges torrent flows into the sea, let all my love flow constantly to thee. So anyone can come before Kishore Kishori and offer this prayer. This is what they're for. And it's said that those who it's recommended in Nectar Devotion to come before the deity and to offer notable prayers and notable stotras. It's very purifying. But this is a prayer for all of us. Let my mind be filled with thoughts of you, and let my love flow toward you forever. Okay. And we have next. Oh, yes, Vritrasara. The story of Vritrasara, many of you may be familiar with. He's actually a devotee, Chitraketu, in a demon's body. You know, that's why his name is Asura. But he's not really a demon. And he's dying now. He's been chopped up. He's bleeding to death, actually. Indra had this special thunderbolt made from the Dichi's bones. It's a whole amazing story. But now he's just offering these prayers, in the most helpless kind of way. It's perfect Dainya Bodhika here. And he's praying to again come into the service of the association of the devotees. Ahang Hare Tavaparai Kamula. Dasano daso bhavitasmi bhuya. Monaksmane tasupate gunangste. Kunita vakarma karotukhaya. O my Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, may I again be able to be a servant of your eternal servants who find shelter only at your lotus feet. O Lord of my life, may I again become their servant so that my mind may always think of your transcendental attributes, my words always glorify these attributes, and my body always engage in the loving service of your Lordship. Beautiful. By the way, I'll make all of this available to you. If you just send me an email, I'll send you the PDF, PowerPoint, or I can export it into PDF. And let's see. Next. Oh, yes. So here's Dhruva. Now, Dhruva is a perfect example of someone who started out with the material motive, right? So Dhruva wanted to get the kingdom greater than his father's, get his grandfather's, and even his great-grandfather. And that's why he's known as Dhruva. Dhruva means fixed in determination. But Narada Muni, being so skilled, he gave him a method for achieving his goal that was saturated with bhakti. Chanting the holy name, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, meditating on the Lord within the heart, and doing rudimentary deity worship. So by the time he got darshan of Vishnu, he didn't want the kingdom anymore. So this is one of his prayers, what he does want. The most famous ends in Svaman Katarto Smibadang Niyache, which is in the Bhagavatam. He's saying, my Lord, I was situated in this penance in order to get this kingdom, but now I realize that kingdom is like broken glass. Now I have your darshan, I don't want anything else. But what does he want? Bhakti muhu pavahatam rahime pasango. Bhuyar ananda mahatam malashayanam. Yenanda soba namaru vasanam bhavadim. Neshe bhavadgo navakatam atapanamata. O unlimited Lord, kindly bless me so that I may associate with great devotees who engage in your transcendental loving service constantly as the waves of a river constantly flow. Such transcendental devotees are completely situated in an uncontaminated state of life. By the process of devotional service, I shall surely be able to cross the nescient ocean of material existence, which is filled with the waves of blazing, fire-like dangers. It will be very easy for me, for I am becoming mad to hear about your transcendental qualities and pastimes, which are eternally existent. Now, this is a famous purport, because in the purport, Prabhupada said to this verse, that those who are trying to stay aloof from ISKCON and be Krishna conscious are living a great hallucination. In other words, you need the association of devotees to stay strong. And that's what this verse is all about, is Sadhu Sangha. Wonderful prayer by Dhruva. The Four Kumaras, I was impressed with this and I put it into a little poem. Now, the Four Kumaras also had a transformation. You remember, they went up to the Vaikuntha, they went through six gates, and then the seventh gate, they were stopped by Jai and Vijay. And they became angry, which indicates they weren't yet on a very pure platform. They were kind of in the Brahma Vidya stage. They hadn't really become full-on bhaktas. So they became very angry, cursed Jai and Vijay, right, to come, you know, and they eventually came down, became Arandakashipu, etc. But now they're repenting because they've seen the Lord and they've undergone a transformation by smelling his fragrance of his lotus feet. So this is after they're very regretful now. So this is a verse of regret. Kamam bhavaksa vajanaya nidayesu nakstaj. Sheto livadnya dinate padayora meta. Vachas chanas tulasivadnya ditengri shobha. Puryet tegu naganaya dikarna randra. A birth in hell, my sins will surely warrant. Yet please, O Lord, bestow this blessing rare, that all my thoughts like bees drunk in the torrent of fragrance swirling round your lovely pair of lotus feet may relish deep remembrance of your sweet pastimes, name and form so fair. That all my words like Tulsi's leaves so tender may glory in being offered unto you, and that my ears may ever find fulfillment in hearing of your traits and deeds anew. So a beautiful prayer there from the four Kumaras. Let's see what else we have here. Okay, so this is the Brijbasis. I'm just going to chant this Sanskrit myself. Manaso vittayo naksyu krishna padam vajashriya vacho bida yinir nam nam kayastu pavanadishu karma bir brahmyamananam yatra klapi shredichaya mangala chaditar dhanaya ratir na krishna ishwade. Nanda and the other cowards said, so this is at the end of Uddhava's visit. Well, you know, he visited in chapter 47. He went to pacify the gopis and the others. And so they're showing their prayers. Nanda and the other cowards, may our mental functions always take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. May our words always chant his names. May our bodies always bow down to him and serve him. Wherever we are made to wander about this world by the Supreme Lord's will, in accordance with the reactions to our fruit of work, may our good works and charity always grant us love for Lord Krishna. So, of course, they're not going to wander around. They're going back to Godhead. But they're in this, they're already intimate servants of Krishna. But they're in that mood, again, this dainya mood of saying, oh, we need Krishna's blessing so that we can serve him. It's a beautiful prayer there. And then we have prayers from the acharyas. This is not from the Bhagavatam. First is beautiful prayer from Prabodhananda Saraswati's Chaitanya Chandramrita. And Prabodhananda Saraswati was Gopal Bhatta Goswami's uncle, and very learned, very skilled in music and writing, and he wrote this Chaitanya Chandramrita and other works, Radha Rasa Sudhanidhi. So this one is very famous. And Sangsara Dukkha Jalado Patitasya Kama Krodhadi Nakkamakadai Kabali Kritasya Duvasanadi Gaditasya Nanasha Yasya Chaitanya Chandamamadehi Badavalam. Again, you see the dainya mood. He's at a very high level of the realization, but he's painting himself as a helpless soul. I have fallen into the painful ocean of repeated birth and death, and am being devoured alive by the sharks and crocodiles of lust, anger, greed, and so on. Chained by my sinful desires, I have no shelter. O Lord Chaitanya Chandra, please rescue me. Please give me the shelter of your lotus feet. We have another one here from him. Kala kali balana indriya vairi varga shi bhakti marga hi akantaka koti ruddha ha ha kriyami vikalakki mahankaromi chaitanya chanda yadi nadriki pankaroshi. It is now the age of Kali, and my enemies, my senses, have become very strong. Also, the splendid path of pure devotional service is blocked by millions of brambles of false philosophies. I'm weak and agitated. Alas, alas, where can I go? O Lord Chaitanya Chandra, if you do not now give me your mercy, what can I do? So really, to enter into the mood of these verses, and they're of course reflected in the songs of our acharyas, is to enter into this dainya mood, and to realize that we're helpless without the Lord's mercy, and to call out from the bottom of our heart. This is the essence of this prayerfulness that we're trying to achieve here. Now, this one is from the Padyavali. Padyavali is an anthology of Rupa Goswami's favorite verses. Most of them are not by him. A few are, but most by others. And this one happens to be by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. This is the easiest verse you can ever chant, because every syllable is long. So we'll sing this one together. So I'll say the first one. Barha pidam maulau bimrad vangshi naran atman van. Barha pidam maulau bimrad vangshi nana kalpa shri sampanno gopas tribi samvita. Netranandam kurvan krishna tvam ched asman viksheta. Sarve kama sampadyeran asmakam vinyasina. Peacock plumes bedeck your crown, and chanting songs with flute you sing, wearing lovely ornaments while standing in the gopi's ring. Dear most Krishna, eyes delight, if you would kindly glance our way, all our heart's desires would be fulfilled on this most blessed day. By the way, another thing you can get for free is my little poetry file, which has this in it. So next time I come, you can have a bunch of them memorized. We can sing them together. I'm telling you, memorization, there's no point when I'm more absorbed in a verse as when you're memorizing it. So I highly recommend it. It may take a little difficulty to get over the hump, but after a while it becomes easier and easier. It's definitely worth it. Okay, let's try another one. Okay, this is Rupa Goswami again. This one he wrote, Leela Chanda. He wrote a beautiful summary. Okay, we're almost done. Of Krishna's Vrindavan Leela in the most beautiful verses. Summary so that you can easily remember them. And this is part of the, in between the Leela verses, he has verses like this. I'll chant it myself. It's a little difficult. Manasija panijushte labnapatos midushte timadagana rupe handa samsara kupe Achata Nikala Raksha Heta Mundhara Daksham Upanayama Mahaste Bhakti Rajun Namaste. Fallen in the deep and dark and dirty well of Maya, threatened by the snake of lust whose venom burns like fire. I bow to you on plead, O Lord, whose strength is never in doubt. Place the rope of bhakti in my hands and pull me out. So, again, the devotee is taking the humble view of himself, expressing his helplessness. We're in this well of Maya, but the Krishna has lowered down the rope. So what do we have to do? Just hang on to the rope. That's our responsibility. That means strict following of the principles of bhakti yoga. Krishna, the rope is there for all of us. All right, what else do we have here? Okay, so here's a prayer. Just begging Krishna to always give us love for him. Avatamsatamanjamanjade tadani ne chatakora panjade napakunkama punja pindade ratadastam hamagopakundade. Delightful blooms adorn his ears whose charm and beauty none can gauge. The gopi's eyes can no more leave his form than birds can leave a cage. With kunkum spread upon his limbs, a fair complexion he enjoys. I pray my heart will fill with love for Krishna. Best of cowherd boys. Okay, I think we're almost finished here with my selection. All right, another one for praying for love. I'll just read the English. You wear the best of crests, a crown of perfect peacock plumes. Your dancing glances stun the bees meandering midst the blooms. You relish love play in a cottage by Kalindi's shore. O Krishna, may pure love for you be mine forevermore. You can offer it to Kishori tomorrow. And, come on. Ah. Okay. So this verse I try to offer every day because I'm always like in some greeting and I'm, you know, either Radha Krishna in Govardhan or here. Beautiful. This is almost the last verse, practically the last verse Rupa Goswami wrote. Pashupala varinda nandana vanametam moharati he yuvam babato panayam babebebe babatore vapadam vajeshume. O Radha Krishna, children of the best of cowherd men, this single boon I beg from you again and yet again. In all the countless births my endless sins will make me meet. That may all my love flow toward your luscious, lustrous lotus feet. Can you just do me one favor? That last line, the last two lines here. I'll say, you say. May all my love flow toward your luscious, lustrous lotus feet. Luscious, lustrous lotus feet. That's the key. So you can do that. You learn this verse, and every day that you are able to see Radha and Krishna, offer it to them. See what happens. And this verse, I said, okay, we're done. Just in time. So this I wrote actually originally for Prabhupada's disappearance day, but then I tweaked it a little bit so it's appropriate for any day. Oh, Prabhupada, we hail the day when you appear just like a ray of Krishna's vast effulgence bright to give this blind world back its sight. We thank you from the bottom of our heart and pray with deepest love that we may serve your lotus feet in every circumstance we meet. As years go by and books go out, we see what life is all about, to serve your mission and our Lord's by spreading wide your sacred words. As well you want us all to strive to let those words direct our lives. The safest path will lead us home, no more in Maya's realm to roam. Hare Krishna.
Supposed to end at 12. What time is it?
1 minute. So I don't think we really have much time for discussion if we're going to keep to our schedule. So I think it's going to be an Arctic now, right? Yes. So I have to go upstairs. We have something further today about reading Prabhupada's books prayerfully. I think there's a breakout session or something. So any of you are interested in that, please find out where it's going to be meeting. I'm not sure where, but it's one of these breakout sessions after lunch. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hari Hari. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.